The Chad Olsen Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. The wealth of a nation belongs to all the people. The money of the wealthy should be given to the poor. The wealthy among us are parasites, sucking the lifeblood of the common man. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olsen Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
Gold is the best investment of the century, growing over 500% since 2001. But right on cue, the pundits on Wall Street are again saying the gold rush is now over. Mind you, they said the same thing when gold prices topped 500 and 1,000. What the founding fathers referred to as the friends of paper money have been dead wrong on gold for a decade. Well, Swiss America has been right on the money. Why? Because we understand gold is real money. It's no longer just a commodity. And now 90 experts all agree gold is going much higher. Call Swiss America for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble. It's free. Call now toll free 866-883-2714. That's 866-883-2714. In today's uncertain world, gold is a wealth preserver, period. Is gold in a bubble? Call toll free 866-883-2714. 866-883-2714 for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble.
The friendly skies of TNA Airways, taking you to the most exotic and unexplored regions. In ways that will move and inspire you to new heights. At TNA Airways, we believe it's our job to handle your business so you don't have to. The friendly, and we do mean friendly handlers of TNA Airways, know exactly how you feel. We take the time for hands-on, up-close and personal service.
I have to tell you, I've flown TNA Airways several times, and I just keep coming back for more. It just makes me feel so safe and so secure. They have big, strong security guards, and they really know how to reach out and touch you.
At TNA Airways, we let our fingers do the walking. And our pilots do the talking.
And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking it up to about 30,000 feet. Be sure and put all your unmentionables, bras, panties, underwear, jock straps back on, and enjoy the flight.
And remember, at TNA, packages are always checked for free. And your luggage is too.
Thanks, TNA.
Excuse me, miss. Would you like me to help you with your brassiere?
This is ridiculous.
The Chad Olsen Show. Chad Olsen Show.
Last year, I was on 120 different radio interviews. And I've got to tell you that you're the best. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not flattering you. I want a promise from you that when you have your own national television show, that you don't forget AMAC and Dan Weber and you have us on.
The Chad Olsen Show. Chad Olsen Show.
You're a patriot, but even you're an intelligent patriot who can communicate. And that's so important.
The Chad Olsen Show. The Chad Olsen Show.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olsen Show on the podcast page at ChadOlsenShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsenShow.com. Log on now.
The Chad Olsen Show.
Well, tonight, some Tampa Bay Rays players are making headlines for their decision to not wear gay pride logos during Saturday's Pride Night at Tropicana Field. Eddie, your side reached out to some of those players, and we heard back from pitcher Ryan Thompson, who told us the players' decision was based on their religious beliefs, saying in part, "If I believe the Bible is infallible and that everlasting life is attainable, yet I bow down to public opinion in the name of tolerance, is that love? I don't think so. Instead, my view is to love my neighbor from all walks of life." Thompson also says he has seen an outpouring of support following his decision. By the way, if you want to read the entire comment from Ryan Thompson in the article, we have it posted on WFLA.com.
Well, it's nothing short of outlandish that we find ourselves in this moment. You remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, when the red ribbon signified AIDS awareness and a commitment to standing in solidarity with finding a cure for AIDS and everything that went through with that. That was really the seminal moment of this virtue signaling that follows us all the way up to present day, with people having blue and yellow cookies and blue and yellow chocolate truffles and blue and yellow ribbons. And they attach flags now to their social media profile as if this is some kind of wunderkind moment of global solidarity for a given cause. You know all the rest that goes with that. But we're entering our fifth decade of this absolute idiocy, where people are expected to show that they're good people by following these tiny meaningless gestures of idiotic conformity. I would submit none of this would happen, ladies and gentlemen, except for the adeptness with which public school teaches Americans that conformity is a virtue. For all the railing of, there was a time when people used to talk about peer pressure as a bad thing, and yet in the cancel culture moment that we find ourselves in, peer pressure is the only thing. Everything about cancel culture is built on this idea of using mass amounts of peer pressure in order to effectuate behavioral change, exact apologies, do all the rest of it. I just noticed as we were coming out of that break, there's another player, another baseball player has come under fire for quote-unquote homophobic tweets from when he was a teenager. He just had a game where he hit multiple home runs. Best game of his career, albeit a short career thus far, and he hit four home runs in a single game. And yet the only thing that the reporters wanted to talk about after the game was the fact that he had made these tweets when he was a teenager, and they were coming back to haunt him now because, well, they're being considered homophobic, and of course it's Gay Pride Month, and so we have to force this down the throats of every person that we possibly can. You just cringe. I'm taking those words back. I refuse to surrender any portion of the English language to people who are illiterate and have basically a 30% proficiency rate at reading and English composition, English comprehension in the public school setting. That's being generous. So I'm taking the language back. If I want to use the word cringe, I'm going to use the word cringe. If you can pronounce deoxyribonucleic acid without stuttering, well, maybe we'll have an arm wrestling contest to see who gets to use what portion of the English Oxford Dictionary. By this lunacy and nonsense about everybody has to wear this symbology, this is forced acquiescence and acceptance, not simply to a lifestyle. This is the death of Christian faith. And the Tampa Bay Rays player, and I didn't catch his name. The one, I guess there are three or four that have come under fire for expressing similar sentiment. They're saying that they have religious exemption to endorsing the homosexual lifestyle by what it is that they wear as part of their uniform during quote-unquote Pride Month. They distilled it down to Pride Night, apparently, at Tropicana Field, there where the home stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays. And God love them for that. I guess it could be, you know, Pride Month at Tropicana, and then, you know, they'd be doing this every single night. But yeah, this goofy rainbow pin or patch or emblem they were supposed to affix to their uniform for the game. Several players refused to wear it, and of course, the blogosphere and the Twitter sphere, the Twitterverse went absolutely nuts. The blue check marks coming out in droves.
castigating and condemning these players because of their unwillingness to wear the ribbon. Who would not wear the ribbon? Like a, it's a, no different than the swastika pin, the Nazi, the gold emblemed swastika that everybody in the Third Reich was expected to wear as show of solidarity and support for Adolf Hitler and the National Socialist Leftist Party in Nazi Germany. It reminds me, and let's just revisit what happened to poor Cosmo Kramer during the AIDS walk when he decided that because they wanted him to wear the ribbon and they were forcing him to wear the ribbon, he did not want to wear the ribbon. Yeah, that queued up. Let's listen back. Take a walk down memory lane and see how far it is that we've come.
Cosmo Kramer.
Okay, you're checked in.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's your AIDS ribbon.
No, thanks.
You don't want to wear an AIDS ribbon?
No.
But you have to wear an AIDS ribbon.
I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to.
But everyone wears the ribbon. You must wear the ribbon.
What you are? You're a ribbon bully.
Hey, you, come back here. Come back here. And
you're a ribbon bully.
Hey, where's your ribbon? Oh, I don't wear them.
You don't wear the ribbon? Aren't you against AIDS?
Yeah, I'm against AIDS. I mean, I'm walking, aren't I? I just don't wear the ribbon.
Who do you think you are?
Put the ribbon on.
Hey, Cedric, Bob, this guy won't wear a ribbon.
Who? Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon? So, what's it going to be? Are you going to wear the ribbon?
No, never.
But I'm wearing the ribbon. He's wearing the ribbon. We are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America. I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
What are we going to do with him?
I guess we're just going to have to teach him to wear the ribbon.
So Kramer has to climb the fire escape to escape the mob, to escape being beaten within an inch of his life by the rabble mob, demanding his acquiescence and conformity to wearing the AIDS ribbon during that famous episode. What year was that? Was it 1992? 1992, Kramer would not wear the ribbon. And what is it that he said right there? Play that part right there. He distills it down into exactly what this is about. This is America. If we don't want to wear this or that, we don't have to wear it. This is America. I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear. And now look, you have people, even on the condition of their employment as part of a Major League Baseball franchise, being forced to wear gay pride symbology on their uniforms in order to acquiesce to the woke modality and the idiocy of the insanity of this SJW culture that believes that we all have to endorse and believe in sodomy and homosexual lifestyle in order to be acceptable in social setting. You know, I've got some news for you. I want to be reprehensible to this culture. I want to be loathed and hated by these idiots. I want them. I demand their derision. I want to be scorned by them. I want to be castigated. I want to be condemned and attacked and canceled. I have been. I continue to be. And I wear that as my ribbon. See, you've given me the ribbon that actually matters. You've canceled me, and you've treated me with derision, scorn, defamation, slander, libel, you name it. You've actually showed up on my property and destroyed vehicles sitting out in my driveway on my beautiful, spacious, and luxurious estate in Black Hawk, South Dakota. You've actually been on my property and destroyed pieces of my property that were very easily replaced, mind you. That's the ribbon that I wear. I'm going to wear a cancel culture ribbon. It's going to say, I've been canceled. And I'm damn proud of it. You noxious idiots. Most obnoxious, most socially obnoxious, least rigorously educated generation in human history, sitting and making social demands about how people need to show their support for this or that, or be condemned as a troglodyte and as, well, they wouldn't even know what that word means, as an untenable member of society. These idiots who utterly failed and utterly indoctrinated by the public education mediocrity conformity system into being the most empty-headed little apparatchik puppets you can possibly imagine, and sitting around and demanding that everybody believe and espouse and wear the little emblems and symbols that everybody else wears, because if they don't wear it, they just feel so out of touch and so lost in their own identity, because there's nothing to distinguish any of them about anything, except the fact that they're part of a rabble mob. They're part of the Bolshevist horde of this generation and this nation's version of the Khmer Rouge. Stupid idiots. I just wonder if there's any possibility of victory. Even if we win, let's say that somehow the conservative movement, somehow the right wins politically because of everything that they're doing incompetently. Everything the left has done that fails economically and forces people in droves away from their movement. Still got to figure out what to do with all the mass mental illness that's been infused by 50 years of leftist indoctrination at the hands of the social change agents in the public schools. They'll burn cities. There are only two states of political matter for the American anti-American left. They're either in power and destroying the nation via policy, or they're out of power. They're actually marching in the streets and burning down America's inner cities. Political violence or power? Only two states of being for every Marxist single-party regime in the history of the world. I've got my ribbon. Cancel culture. You canceled me. That's my ribbon. I wear it with pride. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
If you say hide,
we'll hide. What are you gonna do with him?
I guess we're just going to have to teach him to wear the ribbon.
Kramer, everything's finished. Then.
Oh, I told him he'd never make it. He was up all night. Oh my God. Kramer? Look at you. I told you. Up all night playing poker. Come on.
Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.